The first verse here says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? So the heathen are basically the nations of the world that aren't saved. You know, it's when it's talking about the heathen, it's talking about the unsaved people in the world. And so it says, why do the heathen rage? You know, when I was just thinking about this, I was thinking about what the Antifa people call their protest. What do they call it? A day of rage. Isn't that funny? So, I mean, and obviously that's in the forefront of my mind because Portland is like the focal point of all this crazy far left. I mean, these Proud Boys, as they call them, they're supposedly white nationalists. I don't even know if that's true. I know that Antifa is not considered a terrorist organization. They should be. Because, you know, the things I saw is them attacking people that were on a bus. I mean, how cowardly is that when you're already sitting on the bus? And then they kick the windows out and spray stuff in there. And they can't ever beat them in a fair fight, so they got to do something weird. Yep. Now, and I'm not saying I'm for the Proud Boys or anything like that, because look, our war is not a physical battle. Amen. And so if they were actually doing what God told them to do, they wouldn't be fighting a bunch of morons in the street, right? These heathens that are raging. So, but of course the media wants to say the Antifa and the far right. Well, I think we're probably farther right than they are. But I'm glad they're fighting each other. But sometimes I wonder, it's like, why aren't they fighting us? You know, and I don't want to really get into a fight. But I'm just saying, like, right now they're busy doing something. Why? Because apparently Satan thinks that that agenda is more important than fighting us right now. He fights us in different ways. He fights us at the apartment complex. You know, with the manager that's not saved, that comes up and wants to stop our soul winning. So he fights us in different ways, but eventually the world might persecute this church. Hey, it's happened to other churches that are like us, right? So you just never know when that's going to happen. So hopefully you're prepared for the day when the heathen rage against us, because it happened to our friends in Sacramento, and that was probably the worst one. Yeah. I mean, very easily the worst one. I mean, I was just there for a couple days of it, but they had to deal with that for months and months at a time. I mean, it's pretty bad. But the heathen like to rage. And, you know, what do you think about when you think of rage? Someone's just, like, really angry, right? Like, have you seen, like, people video game rage quit before? They just, yeah, you know, and they just freak out and throw the controllers and start smashing things. And it's like, man, get a hold of yourself. You've been demon possessed by that thing.